Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Aggieland Golf Cars, your independent authorized club car dealer. Golf cars aren't just for golf anymore. Customize your club car to fit your needs at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 years in the making, the Texas A&M system has dedicated its combat development complex on the Rellis campus that is named for President George H.W. Bush.
But I don't mind sharing with you that this is an extraordinarily wonderful way to celebrate a great man's legacy of service to this country.
Joining the president's son, Neil, in praising the 41st president was System Chancellor John Sharp.
I cannot think of anyone that who has ever been more beloved on the Texas A&M campus.
Already using the combat center is the Army Futures Command, whose deputy commanding officer is General Ross Kaufman.
And the work that's being done right here where we stand today, is going to keep us ahead of our adversaries.
The chancellor said the system is also courting the military's new Space Force to use the new facility. The $130 million complex is made up of the Research Integration Center, the Ballistic Aero and Materials Test Range for Hypersonic and Laser Systems, which is better known as the BAM, and an outdoor testing area for autonomous vehicle systems that is called the Innovation Proving Ground. Local law enforcement is looking for one man who's responsible for two weekend sexual assaults. Social media from Bryan Police indicates both took place in the southwest side of the city, south of Villa Maria and between Texas and Welburn. The BPD notice requests people lock their doors and call 911 to report any suspicious activity. The city of College Station has reinstated its community living class after pausing it during the pandemic. Municipal Court Judge Ed Spillane says the class is for defendants of non-traffic violations.
Police, fire, code enforcement, and myself talk to them, and we give them very useful information about if they're going to be good citizens, how they can clear their record.
Spillane says since the class began, more than 1,000 defendants have filed to clear their record permanently.
The collateral consequence of the conviction and following you 10 years when you're applying for jobs and other things is probably more punishment than any fine.
Spillane says the 3 to 4 hour class is held multiple times a month. The Brazos County Health District is asking people to take a survey about COVID-19 and vaccines. Mary Parrish says they especially want to hear from people who have not been vaccinated.
When the vaccines first came out, a lot of people were skeptical, and some people still hold on to that skepticism. We want to reassure them and encourage them to get vaccinated against COVID.
Parrish says the online survey is completely anonymous and can be found on their website, brazoshealth.org. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 74 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Aggieland Golf Cars. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
It is 8:09. It's the Infomaniacs this Monday morning. Thanks for being with us. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A few spots might see a shower or thundershower early today. Then partly sunny skies take over, about 85 this afternoon. We'll have some nice weather from tonight right on through the middle of the week, partly cloudy overnight. Mid-60s for most of us. Lots of sun Tuesday, warm in the mid-80s. Clear about 65 Tuesday night. Lots of sun Wednesday, low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-945 WTAW.
So let's say you're winning the Powerball tonight. That's $1.9 billion. So you want to start your own nonprofit? You got a nonprofit that you would support? What would you do with those bucks?
Yeah, a couple of you have texted in since we last brought it up. Somebody said, I would most likely support existing nonprofits that help women and children get out of dangerous situations. Mm-hmm. I'd also support those who assist people in getting themselves out of poverty, a hand up rather than a handout, mm-hmm. through scholarships for trade schools, business training, etc. And a couple of you texted in about helping homeless veterans. So someone said they would build an apartment complex for homeless veterans. Someone else said a community for homeless veterans. They would fill all the necessary roles of the community, from lawn and maintenance to maintenance of the buildings, things like that. So an entire community, which is kind of a huge idea, but really interesting. And so, yeah, we've gotten those. And a couple of you have also texted in about helping animals and things like that. So, yeah, let us know. Again, we do have prizes to give away today. So we need your first and last name if you want to enter. Our phone number is 979-695-1620.
It's Cooper's Old Time Pit Barbecue and tickets to Texas Ren Fest. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, and certainly with that amount of money, I'm sure you can donate to a myriad of causes.
Sure.
And we've talked about all of the great nonprofits here in the Brazos Valley that we point out, once a year, for the big run. And they do a great job of collecting funds and obviously doing a lot of great stuff for the Brazos Valley. For me, I was thinking about this, actually. I think I would do what I could to help start a pediatric hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because for all the great many things that we have here in the Brazos Valley, and we do have great health care, from personal experience and the experience of a few friends as well, we just do not have the amenities and we don't have the staffing to provide, I think, adequate care. Well, I wouldn't say adequate, but just the great care, I think.
For some
kids,
of the more extreme cases,
right,
too, especially.
Well,
they're having to go.
Yeah,
out
and
of
the
town.
Ones that the Brazos Valley really needs. And I think it's just kind of spread thin, having talked with people in that realm, mm-hmm. that there's just not enough talent from doctors' standpoints and nurses, and then just equipment standpoint as well. So I think that would be something that would be worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And as we continue to grow with Bryan College Station in the outer area, I think just for Central Texas in general, that's great. I mean, not having to go to Temple or the Woodlands in order to receive that kind of care.
Well, having world-class medical, 90 miles away does change the dynamic a little bit, because that's what happens is they go, oh, well, we can always take them to someplace else.
Yeah.
Right. The idea of leaving. And again, medical procedures that we're getting done here, you used to have to go to Houston on a regular basis, and that's changed. So that is nice. But thanks for your thoughts as far as moving forward when it comes to that. Hey, did y'all get some rain over the weekend?
Yeah.
A little bit out there.
Yeah, I was going to say Friday night, definitely.
Oh, yeah,
some stuff blew through.
You did, you were doing some
I did do
Downtown
Bryan. Yeah. So we went to dinner in Downtown Bryan, and then we went to another location and had some post-dinner beverages, and that's kind of when it blew through. It wasn't too bad when we left. I mean, we were in a little bit of rain, but nothing too crazy. But we still got to have a festive evening, so that was a lot of fun.
And there was enough water to put ducks on the pond and snook?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have a quote-unquote lake. It's more or less a big ditch, drainage ditch that's behind our house.
I like to call it a lake. That's great.
Well, it's supposed to be a lake eventually. Whenever they start really building out the subdivision, they're supposed to be able to deepen it and, put like a stock it, hopefully.
Yeah. There are a lot of people out there that go, I also got a tank. I'm supposed to be able to let my animals be able to drink out of it.
Right,
can't do
exactly.
That. But in the meantime,
you need a little bit of rain.
Okay,
and so,
we've
gotten some rain, and it was enough to actually draw the ducks in. And I saw them floating around on our lake yesterday. And so that was fun, just getting to see the wildlife and check it out.
That is fun.
A little bit more than just some birds.
Snook ducks.
Yeah. Snook ducks.
Snook ducks.
Some snooks, if you will.
Some snooks.
Sure, why not? Hey, so anyway, in your eating adventures you've come upon a new beverage that you like, is that right?
I have made a new discovery, and some of you may have heard of it, but orange wine. I've seen it in a bottle, and I've heard about it before now, but I was in Austin, I don't know, this was months ago, and I was in a wine coffee bar, and they had several bottles of wine for sale, and I saw this whole shelf of orange wine, and so I thought, that's interesting, I've never heard of that. Well, I was at a new restaurant in College Station last week with a friend, and they actually had four bottles of it on their menu. So luckily my friend was adventurous as I am, because it wasn't available by the glass. So I said, all right, we're going to have to take a gamble and have to get a bottle of it.
Wow.
But so orange wine, it's made from white grapes where the skins are left immersed and fermented with their seeds over time. So it produces this deep orange color. So it's, huh. it's, It's more like a white wine than a red, but it's on its way to being a red wine. And the owner even came over. It was pretty cool. She brought it over. She said, I was so excited to see this ticket come through because this is my favorite wine. And so we really enjoyed it. The taste is fruity, almost with like an earthy aroma. It definitely had a very distinct taste to it, but I really, really enjoyed it. So they sell it at, you know, there's different wine stores and stuff and liquor stores that'll have it. Obviously, it's not super popular, but I'm interested to see if it kind of becomes more popular.
You're not a sommelier, but I mean, distinct. What distinctive?
Well,
flavor?
I guess I just the best way to say, like when I so it is served like a white wine. It was served chilled.
Right.
And the first taste, it definitely this particular one, obviously, like every wine, there's probably different flavor profiles for different brands.
Sure.
But this particular one did have kind of that earthy taste. I was expecting orange just because that's what you see.
Right.
It wasn't super fruity. It was not sweet. It was definitely more of a dry wine.
Okay, good.
It did have kind of that earthy taste to it. But as I kept drinking it, I was enjoying it more and more. And not because I was getting more drunk.
Yeah,
it was like, no, once you got used to it, you really started appreciating it more.
Where was it from?
California, I think. I'll have to double check.
Yeah.
The brand was called Skins. That was the name of the wine.
Sure.
It is available at Total Wine. I've already Googled and looked if I want to go get it myself. But yeah, just very interesting. Yeah. Like I said, there were four different orange wines on this particular menu. You just don't see that very often. And so I highly recommend if you like a Chardonnay or you like a more dry white, then you would probably like the orange, or you would be okay with trying it and not hating it.
While not at the restaurant where you went, what's the price point look like?
So we, oh gosh, what was it?
Because you can only buy it by the bottle.
Well, I just meant
right.
Yeah.
It was I think between 40 and 50 for the bottle.
There,
and it was oh, I'm sorry. So at Total Wine, it was 16.
Okay. All right.
So
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, which is kind of what I look for. Anywhere between like 12 and 20 is usually, you know, I'm not going for like the $8 bottles as much anymore. I try to buy something a little bit more pricey, but definitely less than 20.
But that's a neat idea. If you're taking a bottle to some place like a gathering, that would be something new, something different.
Yep. Well, and you know, orange, perfect for like Thanksgiving, kind of has that fall feel to
it. Yeah,
Hey, good morning, Monday morning. It's 8:21. It's the Infomaniacs. Are you already getting ready to buy, or maybe you've already started to buy things for the holidays? Retailers bent over backwards to make returns easy so that people would keep shopping through COVID.
Okay.
And that fed a pattern of buying and returning that grew very costly for companies.
Oh, I bet.
As a result, they are shortening the refund and exchange windows and charging customers restocking fees in some cases.
Ooh.
Retailers expect that their customers will send back about 17% of the total merchandise that they purchased in 2021. Now, that's up from 10% of the returns, and upwards of 10% of those returns may be fraudulent, including shoplifted merchandise, items purchased with the goal of using it once and then returning it.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those items can't be resold, analysts say, and that's costing these companies billions and creating waste. Bracket buying, that's what they call it. That's ordering items in multiple styles and colors and sizes with the intent of keeping one and sending the rest back, has basically driven this whole return trend that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, especially with if you know you weren't going into stores during COVID, and so you didn't have the option to try on all of that stuff. You're going to purchase a big selection, try it all on at home, and then return what you don't want.
So that's the whole idea here: is they're trying to let people know the rules are changing.
Okay.
And you're not going to be able to buy the way that you used to. The items are already, the stores already have heavily discounted, like apparel and home goods and electronics, for example, are the ones that consumers will have the hardest time returning. In 2021, 18% of retailers didn't offer free shipping on returns. This year, twice as many will not offer free return shipping.
Wow.
So we're talking 36%, so a third.
Yeah, and there were a lot that, especially around the holidays, they'll say, okay, you have 60 or even maybe 120 days to return afterwards. Because
right.
So many people want to get their shopping done early, but if you buy something in November, you gift it December 25th, and all of a sudden no longer they can return it or exchange mm-hmm. it because the time of has been too long, then people are less willing to buy those things.
And I didn't think about that. Yeah, because if you mm-hmm. give it to somebody who does not want it and
right.
they can't return it,
or
in
they
time.
Need a new, even if they just need a new size or something, I mean, sometimes even exchanges are limited.
Yep, right. That's mm-hmm. why we're talking about it on November 7th, so
yeah.
that you'll know. PayPal will no longer provide free return shipping labels or refunds for return shipping costs. Now, stores also can no longer afford to be as generous as they used to be, and some companies are trying some new strategies to help. But the thing that you need to remember is, first of all, target on flexibility. Okay, that's one of the things that's mm-hmm. important. 30-day refund period starts December 26th for a lot of major retailers.
Yeah.
Many companies are likely to be lax with returns for longtime customers, which makes sense. You
okay.
build up a little bit of loyalty. Stores, including, for instance, Abercrombie & Fitch and others, will let you return products in person free. Now, that'll help in the big cities, but in smaller towns, that won't.
If you don't have them, yeah.
Exactly. As one person said, I went to return something at Anthropology. That's it, Anthropology.
There's a store called Anthropology?
Yeah, there is.
Oh yeah,
really?
Very
it's
high
spelled,
end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Because I didn't want to pay the $7.50,
mm-hmm.
and I found another item while I was there, and I bought it. So that worked out, because you go back in the store, and there might be an impulse.
Oh yeah,
going.
That's great. But again, if you don't have those stores, you have to return, you yep. know, via the mail, and you're getting charged with that packing slip.
But yeah. as I mentioned, there you go. The idea that window is closing, so be aware of that if you're making your purchases like that.
WTAW News time is 8:31. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Health District is reporting incredibly high flu numbers.
In the month of October, we had over 800, and we haven't had that many flu cases this early on since 2011.
Mary Parrish says they've also seen a huge increase in RSV cases.
Unfortunately, part of that is due to children mingling again, getting in close quarters with one another, not just at school, but other places as well.
Parrish encourages people to get their flu shot and practice social distancing and good hygiene. The health district is also conducting a survey about COVID-19 and vaccines, which you can find on their website at brazoshealth.org. Around 200 invited guests from around the country were on the Rellis campus as the Texas A&M System dedicated their combat development complex that's named for President George H.W. Bush. The president's son, Neil, said his father, who had a deep affection, appreciation, and respect for the military, also believe through strength you project peace.
I assume you're not developing war machines and equipment and technology to use it. We're using it as a deterrent to use it. But if we have to use it, we've got it, because it's being developed here and around the country.
The new Army Futures Command is already using the center. The deputy commanding officer is General Ross Kaufman.
We have to design the Army of 2040. We have to deliver the Army of 2030. That innovation that is required to transform our Army, much of it will happen right here at Rellis.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says they're recruiting the newest branch of the military to also have a presence.
We're courting Space Force pretty heavily and hope to have their consortium here.
The complex includes an outdoor testing area for autonomous vehicle systems, a test range for hypersonic and laser systems, and a research building. Bryan Police has increased patrol activity in the southwest side of the city between Welborn and Texas and south of Villa Maria. That follows sexual assaults early Saturday and early Sunday morning. BPD social media states law enforcement is seeking one person whose identity is not known. Anyone seeing suspicious activity is asked to call 911. At least 8 College Station police officers, multiple officers from Texas A&M Police, and multiple fire department paramedics were tied up with one incident in the Northgate District 10 minutes after the bars closed Sunday morning. According to CSPD arrest reports, no one received serious injuries from what began as a fight between 2 men in the area of University and College Main. 4 men and 2 women were arrested. One of the men involved in the fight, who ran away with a gun, was also charged with deadly conduct, and one of the women was arrested for slapping a CSPD officer in the face and the shoulder. Employees at a College Station hotel call police just after 3 a.m. Saturday morning to report suspicious activity in their parking lot. Officers arrive in time to arrest two Houston area men on charges of stealing catalytic converters. Another program returning since the pandemic is College Station's Community Living Class. Municipal Court Judge Ed Spillane says defendants of non-traffic crimes take the class to learn about being a good citizen with the opportunity to clear their record.
Since we've done that class, I've had over 1,000 defendants file a motion to expunge, and that means to clear their record permanently.
Spillane says this is especially beneficial to defendants in their early 20s.
Because when you apply to a job, you apply to law school, you apply to be a nurse, whatever. They don't ask you, have you been convicted? They ask, have you ever received a ticket? Have you ever had any criminal violation? Have you ever been on deferred? And if you get an expunction, then that is completely clear and you can say that you don't.
The 3 to 4 hour class is held multiple times a month. WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 74 degrees. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
It's the weather right now at 8:39. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today.
A few spots might see a shower or thundershower early today, and partly sunny skies take over, about 85 this afternoon. We'll have some nice weather from tonight right on through the middle of the week, partly cloudy overnight. Mid-60s for most of us. Lots of sun Tuesday, warm in the mid-80s. Clear about 65 Tuesday night. Lots of sun Wednesday, low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
All right, see if we can give away some goodies here this morning. Like some Renfest tickets and some Cooper's Old Time Pit Barbecue. Always like to talk to the winner if we can.
Pick up.
Dang it. Maybe she's sprinting towards the phone.
That's it, sprinting toward the phone.
Fingers crossed.
You can make it.
That's it.
Oh man, I hate that.
System 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all the rest of the numbers that make up the phone number. Yeah.
08 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Beep. Hey, Mary, this is Chelsea.
And Zach.
And Scott, the Infomaniacs.
And you are a big winner this morning. You have won some Cooper's Old Time Pit Barbecue and some Texas Renaissance Festival tickets. You can pick those up on the top floor of the Guarantee Bank building. We'll have them up here for you. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Mary. See you.
Mary was one that I read earlier, and now I'm going to have to go back and find it.
She wanted to help develop a trade school for non-college bound young people.
Learn
to be plumbers, electricians, welders, etc.
Yep. Very good.
There it is. Yeah, so lots of good ideas for you guys. Hopefully one of y'all wins.
Yeah,
so then
that'd be fun.
You can put that money back into our area. And that'd be awesome.
You'll probably keep your identity a secret, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
8-year-old kid in Missouri, his name is Kason Johnson, lost hold of his birthday balloons, okay?
Bummer.
So he got them at school a couple of weeks, and they just kind of floated away. You know,
I was going to say, you know, those Mylar balloons, they cause issues.
So he was upset, as you can imagine, you know. But then a guy 500 miles away in Tennessee found them.
Oh.
The guy's name is Todd Heiler, and Todd, but it still had a card attached to it. So Todd figured out where Kason's school was. Sent him a bunch of gifts along with $100.
That's awesome.
And he sent presents to Kason's teacher as well. So
that's neat. Yeah. I like
that
a lot.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Kason.
He'll remember that one for a long, long time.
Yeah, and now he's going to purposely let go of his balloons.
Yeah,
from
now on.
I wonder what else I can get.
Exactly.
So when it comes to simple strength-based exercise that you can do pretty much anywhere, the humble push-up is hard to beat. It is also hard to do. Looking at more than 80,000 adults, compared different forms of exercise and found that those who did strength-based exercise just 2 times a week had a 23% reduction in the risk of premature death by any means and 31% reduction in cancer-related death as well. Keep the body strong.
That's oh, it. Yeah, keep
just,
it strong.
If you'll just do that, then that'll be good.
Push-ups, you know, pulling is really good for you anytime you can do that. Out rowing, I've been told, is a really good overall body workout.
When you think about the military, any branch, you think about, you know, prisoners who have nothing else to do and are just work out on their, you know, you think about anything that those people that don't have a lot of equipment, the push-up is in all of those regimens.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so,
equipment needed.
Right.
And it really gives you an emphasis or I guess kind of motivates you to get skinny because then you're lifting less weight, right?
Yeah. As we're looking at all that, if you exercise later in the day, you may be less prone to developing diabetes as well. A study in Leiden University indicated that moderate to vigorous physical activity can reduce insulin resistance by about 25%. Now, they took about 1,000 participants ages 45 to 65, and they worked out in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And the groups that worked out in the afternoon or evening saw the reduction in insulin resistance.
Interesting.
So if your schedule allows, and I guess that's the thing, I kind of prefer first of the morning.
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess for us, it's technically not first thing in the morning, but in the morning.
We have been up and active for a while. But nevertheless, if your schedule or your preference is to be in the afternoon, it sounds like there may be some additional side benefits if you decide that that's when you're going to do your work. It's 8:46. It's the Infomaniacs. So the 10 most beautiful baby names for boys and girls.
Beautiful.
Okay, most beautiful.
Beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, man.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the sound of it.
Okay.
That's because, you know, they just, because when you hear somebody's name, you don't go, wow, that's a beautiful name,
right.
Do you?
I'm sure there's some kind of weird scientific research behind the syllables and the consonants and things like that.
And they brought it all together at the baby website called myfirstyears.com.
Okay.
Took 400 of the most popular baby names in U.S. America, had a linguistics expert whittle it down to your top 50 for boys and girls, but they
so it had to be popular-ish,
to
be considered
too much. And so then they didn't rank them really, but they just kind of pared it down. So they took data from a study in 2018 that looked at which sounds we find to be the most pleasing.
Okay. Mm.
So according to these results, the most beautiful boy name is Matthew.
Oh, okay.
And girl's name is Sophia.
Oh.
So
I'm not doubt. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, I like the way both of those sound.
Of those,
so
this
Sophia
is what,
does sound pretty to me. It does.
So this is what the computer came up with, I guess. So we got Matthew, then Julian, William, Isaiah, Leo, Levi, Joseph, Theo, Isaac, and Samuel.
Okay.
For a lot of biblical names in there.
There's some, yes, for girls. The top 10 names would be Sophia, as we mentioned, Zoe, Everly.
Okay.
Sophie.
I got a niece named Everly.
Which is kind of like Sophia.
Oh, yeah.
Riley, Ivy, Paisley, Willow, Ellie, and Emily.
Paisley? Ellie?
Probably just L, right? E-L-L-E?
Yeah. And then Ellie, yeah, E-L-L-I-E. So,
okay.
So, all right.
Paisley, yeah, I'm not, that
Do
is not easy
of
on the ears.
Out there?
I personally don't.
Somebody who used to work here's daughter's name is Paisley.
Okay.
Oh,
huh,
she doesn't work here anymore, though, so you can go ahead and say it.
Okay, well, there are a lot of people who are like that. It's 12 till. So if it wasn't clear already, as humans, we really love paying for things on a monthly basis.
We do.
Well, okay. As opposed to.
So we have a lot of subscriptions.
We do. That's the deal. They found that while 44% of consumers have tried to cut back on spending at the grocery store amid the high inflation, only about 18% did so with their streaming subscription. So among those subscriptions, generally, Amazon Prime among the least likely to be canceled, trailing cloud storage and music streaming services. Most likely to be canceled were your dating apps at 76%.
Oh, okay.
Now,
if you're paying for them.
Sure. And, you know, after all, you go, well, that's not working so well.
I was going to say, that's something you can truly see there aren't results coming from them where, like, if you're using Amazon, you're taking advantage of that. If you're listening to music, you're taking advantage of that app.
And this one, you're just not actively getting any benefit from.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and if we look back during the pandemic too, people were dropping dating apps because they weren't going to meet those people in person.
Sure, made no sense to spend that money there. So
yeah.
But I think that's whenever you're talking about people that need to tighten the belt a little bit, you first thing you look at is your subscriptions. Do I need it or do I not?
That's it. About 5 till, let's see, Infomaniacs on a Monday morning. So we were talking about subscriptions. Amazon Music has expanded its range of music and podcast offerings for Prime members. ServiceNow offers access to a full catalog of music in shuffle mode. Ooh, that means you could get almost anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like bluegrass music and then, who knows, hip-hop.
Hip-hop?
I would assume you'd have to tell them what kind of music.
Yeah, and then it can shuffle stuff.
So they said the Prime members will be able to listen to more than 100 million songs ad-free.
Wow.
Significant increase from the 2 million songs.
I was watching a TikTok, and it was kind of funny because it was making fun of this guy who used Apple Music. And he was like, dude, we just went over how all of our products are Apple. Like, you may have iPhone, Mac stuff. Like, everything is Apple, but people still will use something other than Apple Music. It's just interesting how that just never, you know, at least from my personal experience, like, Spotify is more popular. You know, even I have heard some friends who use Amazon Music or Prime Music, whatever. But for whatever reason, that just is not...
Has not caught on.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. They found someplace... And then there's no reason to switch afterwards. You know, if you're happy where you are, then, you know, what's going to drive you to do
it's,
that?
It's almost like this. Remember when Google was coming out with their own social media version, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember that catching on. Right. You don't hear about it anymore.
Yeah, so it may still be a dominant, you know, brand, but there are some things it's just not necessarily going to do. Yeah.
So in my TiVo, I've got, I don't know, like 5 or 6 episodes of Pawn Stars just stashed away over there so I can watch it. Because, you know, and you can fast forward through the commercials and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty fun. Somebody recently showed up, not at the Gold and Silver pawn shop in Las Vegas, but at a pawn shop near Denver, with a used coffin they wanted to sell.
Oh.
Okay, the place is called Pasternak's Pawn Shop.
Okay.
And they actually bought it, or technically the seller traded it in for a cash loan. We know the way it works. Our first thought was only a grave robber would have a used coffin, but that's really not the case. It is a transport casket.
Oh, okay.
Used for moving a body from one place to another. So no one's ever really been buried in it. But
gotcha. Oh. So it's used as there's been a body in it, but it's never been put into the ground with that body.
Still somewhat creepy.
Yeah. I was about to say, I still wouldn't want to have
it. But if you do, if you want it, nobody's bought it yet, apparently. And it's for sale for $499.
Be a pretty awesome Halloween decoration.
You know, that's true. Save that for last year. Yeah. Stand it up in the garage. It'll be fun. Yeah. Right there. Right.
I didn't know that they had a different kind of casket for transportation. I just assumed that was the casket.
No, because, you know, what happens if it gets bumped around and baggage handlers aren't going to handle that in a way that would necessarily.
Or the family has a casket that they purchase that they want to use.
Good point.
Exactly. And so for whatever reason, the body is elsewhere, needs to be moved, and it's going to be put in the mahogany one picked out.
Probably just looks like a big cargo box.
So there, if you knew nothing else if you knew everything we told you today, now you know there is such a thing as transport coffins, or you can add it to the list of things you do.
Yep.
This date in 1874, the Republican Party was symbolized as an elephant for the first time ever. It was in a cartoon in Harper's Weekly magazine.
Wonder when
did the elephant come before the donkey?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure about that. We probably will have to look that up sometime.
Or I wonder if they came around the same time.
Could be. You know? They needed a symbol. In 1944, Franklin D. Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term as president. And in 1994, WXYC, this was a student radio station at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, provided the world's first internet radio broadcast.
Oh, that's neat.
That was in 1994.
Neat.
I mean, that was
nerds here. We like that. Yeah.
Well, we do. That was a long time ago, though. Mm. But anyway, so good for them. So, by the way, while we're talking about loved ones, if you don't want to bury them and you want to have their ashes scattered, there's a company in the UK that probably could do this over in America, where they will actually take the ashes up on a drone and drop it at your favorite place.
Okay.
The name of the company, Company's aerial ashes. They've scattered remains of ex-service personnel, for instance, at sea.
Okay.
And so now they're doing
hard
it for
to get
civilian
to
people.
Places.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Just got to make sure you're not standing downwind.
Right.
Yep, exactly. They have performed nearly 50 such drone flights or releases, as they
I bet
call
they have
them.
Cameras on them, too.
Yeah, yep. That probably would be, that would be cool. Fun and different. Hey, it's going to be 85 today, maybe 86 Ooh. Tomorrow. Be ready for that. We're back tomorrow. Brian Broadcasting Station, WTAW, College Station Brian.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.